ウィーケン
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lampert, and you know, this past week is one of those weeks of the year that are the most meaningful for me. It's the National Grocers Association's annual meeting, and every year I get to host the, now no smirking here, but the Best Bagger Competition. Now, this is a year-long competition from checkout baggers in supermarkets all over the country who have done their locals, then they've done their state trials, and then they come to Las Vegas to see who can win bagging rights, who can be the best bagger in America. And this year, Stephanie Titak from Larry's Piggly Wiggly in Kokona, Wisconsin, was the winner. Now, the interesting thing about Stephanie is she was actually in the finals last year and didn't win. And when I interviewed her last year, as I do with all of the contestants, I said, you know, what are you going to do if you win, and so on. And by the way, the winner gets $10,000, number one. The supermarket that they work for gets a gold check stand that has a plaque with the person's name on it. They get this huge trophy of a bag. And also, this past Wednesday, she was on David Letterman and competed against Letterman. So it's kind of cool, kind of big. But what I love about this competition, it's not about people who are in the industry, who are making tons of money, getting awards or giving each other awards and stuff like that. You know, it's just like real people doing this. So when I interviewed Stephanie last year, and I said, what are you going to do if you win? She was saying, you know, I'm going to pay off my car loan. She said, I have this great white car. I don't know what kind of car it is, but I have this great car. And I want to, you know, use the money to pay off my car loan. And so this year she came back and I said, what are you going to do with the money? She said, well, I still haven't paid off the car. So if, in fact, I win, I'm going to pay off the car. And just imagine what it would be like for 1,000 people to be, you know, there and just cheering you on and yelling and screaming at you and stuff like that. So there were, I think, 26 people competed, and Stephanie won. And in fact, we're going to have her on the program in a couple weeks and just celebrate how she did it. And by the way, bagging is not just about speed. It's certainly about speed, but accuracy and weight distribution. You have to put groceries in three different bags to make sure that they're all about the same. And obviously, nothing gets broken and so on. So if you can imagine, and I believe there was like 40 products in three bags. I mean, she came in at like a minute 40 seconds. So you got to know what you're doing to do this. So that's the good news. The bad news is that on Monday, the USDA released the agricultural projections for the year 2021. And these baseline projections really give us a glimpse into what's likely to happen at the prices in the supermarket. Now, the caveat is that on February 22nd and 23rd, they have a symposium and they might update the prices. However, for the most part, this is what it is. So the big news out of this is that corn will be planted more. Now, that's important because the supply and price of corn, frankly, has a dramatic effect on everything, whether it's the packaging, whether it's ethanol, whether it's the food that we eat, whether it's the sweeteners and so on. So right now, corn is about a little under $8 a bushel. They're predicting that it's going to drop to $5 a bushel, and that's going to be significant. Does that mean that our prices are going to go down? Absolutely not, because while they're predicting all this glut of corn, they're also predicting shortages in poultry and beef. And that's probably the biggest problems that we have looking forward. Now, they're saying in 2017, the supplies are going to go back up. But, hey, 2017 is a long time away from now. And how are we going to, you know, frankly, afford our food? they're also predicting that while we consume, about a little under 200 pounds of beef and poultry per year, per person, that is going to fall also. So I guess my question is, with all this, they're saying price of beef and cattle are going to go up, and as a result of that, consumption is going to go down, no question. Will we find replacements over the next 5 years until the price of beef comes down again? Will we be able to find replacements that, you know, we're just not going to go back to beef? If we take a look at how we're shopping for food in different alternative markets now, we're just shopping around for the best prices. Will the same thing happen for beef and poultry? What do you think? And, you know, it's going to be critical over the next few years as we've got increasing weather conditions and weather problems that affect our crops, for us to really understand how to save the most money possible. And, you know, for many of us, we've started to use coupons and frequent shopper cards. In fact, I had to go to a Rite Aid yesterday. And now all the drug chains are also doing their frequent shopper card programs. And I've got the receipt right in front of me, and on a $33 purchase, I was able to save, $7 by just using the frequent shopper card. And I know that there's still folks out there that saying, oh, I don't want to give them my information and so on. Hey, all that I had to do is give them my name and give them my zip code. They're not asking you to fill out all these lengthy forms and everything else. And you know something? And I know many of you are going to hate what I'm going to say, but they know everything about us anyway, whether it's tracking our credit card purchases or frequent shopper cards or whatever else. There's no secrets anymore. So, you know, for 20% off, I'm going to use my frequent shopper card at Rite Aid and every place else that I can, just because I can. And it's, you know, better to have money in my pocket than in their pocket. Well, today we're going to talk to two very interesting people. First up is going to be Chef Pete Gioni, who's a chef who has decided to really build a very unique website. He was a famous chef in Las Vegas hotels and every place else. But he created this website called cancercuisine.com, and it's how to incorporate different cancer-fighting foods into our diets. So we're going to talk about that and what we can really learn. And then later on, Jamie Vigiano, who's the director of marketing at TaskRabbit. And I met Jamie a couple weeks ago. And her business is really interesting. What they do is they have a whole bunch of freelancers, and again, this is online, a whole bunch of freelancers in a whole bunch of different cities across the country that do things for you. So what you'll do is you'll say something as mundane as, you know, I need somebody to go to the dry cleaners for me to pick up my dry cleaning. And you'll put that on there. And then people will bid, you know, these freelancers will bid on what they would charge you. So it might be $5, it might be $50, depending on the task, obviously. But it's really unique when it comes to this whole idea of crowdsourcing. And now that we've got just so many people who, frankly, are out of work, who are looking for things to do, it really meets a terrific need. Now, I have not used the service yet. You know, we're going to talk to her. I want to check it out. I've got to find the right task that I'm willing to pay for. I like picking up my own dry cleaning, so it's not going to be dry cleaning in my mind. But, you know, if you want to paint a house or whatever, they'll do it. So we're going to talk to these folks. We're going to find out what's important, and then we're going to open the phones to find out what's on your mind as well. So first up, Chef Pete Gioni is with us. Chef Pete, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Well, thank you. Great to be here.
Glad to have you here. Now, cancercuisine.com, it's all about, you know, eating right and ridding ourselves of this devastating disease, if you would, right. That although we've made major strides in heart disease and diabetes and so on. Cancer is one of those diseases, and there's many different kinds of cancer, certainly, but one of these diseases that we really can control, right?
Yeah, to an extent, for sure. And, you know, this year alone, in 2012, 1.6 million people here in the United States will be diagnosed with cancer. That's a pretty outrageous number.
It
and when
is.
You look at
it
when
is.
You look at the statistics, you know, one in two men and one in three women are diagnosed with invasive cancer in their lifetime.
So tell us what we would find on cancercuisine.com.
What I've done is I've compiled for the past 2 years, I've been working specifically with cancer patients. And I've done research and found all these ingredients that are known to fight cancer. So I've tried to provide a resource. And really, because being out here in Las Vegas, my mother was diagnosed at the same time 2 years ago in Connecticut. This was my tool to communicate with her, to say, here's all my research, here's all my recipes, here's how simple I can make it for you to convert the way that you used to eat to a healthier, cleaner lifestyle, and give her the resources and give everybody those resources to have the tools to get knowledge about the ingredients so you understand why you're eating what you're eating, and then be familiar with the ingredients that will hurt you, and then also have the tools to print out your grocery list and go to the store and convert recipes and a lot of fun stuff that you can do online these days that you can't do with a cookbook.
Okay. So give us an example of what are some, you know, cancer-fighting foods and what are some of the recipes that are up on the site?
Okay. You know, what's good about these ingredients is they're very common. Onions and garlic, green tea and turmeric, they're all great anti-inflammatories and specifically help cancer cells do a few things. The first, it'll condition your body to resist the cancer cells. Second, if there's cancer cells in your body, it'll help convince them to commit suicide so they don't have time to settle in and do any damage. And the third thing is that if you're going through medical treatment, it helps your body to be a lot more receptive and recover faster because your immune system's a lot stronger as well. So there's a lot of great recipes that are, there's still protein on there. There's a lot of great side dishes. They utilize onions and tomatoes and it has the tricks because tomatoes, for example, need to be cooked in order for it to release the lycopene. And garlic is great too, but it needs to be sliced or chopped and let sit for 10 minutes. So I incorporate those methods into my recipes so that there's really no making mistakes or debate. You know, you get the true effect and you maximize those recipes. But just by following the steps that are listed for you.
So, you know, it's relatively easy. And you know, thank goodness for folks like you who are concerned about other people and trying to give these tools out. But, you know, it's not limited to people who have cancer, obviously.
Right.
It's a diet for all of us to follow. Chef Pete, stay right there. We're going to have to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to talk about some of your favorite recipes.
Okay.
What are some tricks that you do in the kitchen that we can all do in our own kitchens in order to, you know, make sure that we are as healthy as possible? So, you know, and then we're going to open up the phones, 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. What are your thoughts? What are your tips in the kitchen? And what is just on your mind this week as we wrap up the National Grocers Convention, number one, as we talk to Chef Pete about how to eat as healthy as we can. And later on, we're going to talk about what are those tasks that we just don't want to do. I'm Phil Lempert. This is Good Day Weekend. We'll be right back with more after this.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Come we go down to Kingston Market. Come we go down, down to Kingston Market.
Wouldn't it be great if we could all just go down to Kingston Market, Harry Belafonte, and go shopping and just have some wonderful food? But talking about wonderful food, with us we've got Chef Pete Gioni, who's created this fabulous website called CancerCuisine.com. It's how to incorporate cancer-fighting foods into our diet. So, Chef Pete, give me your favorite recipe.
You know, I'd have to say that my favorite one on there is the braised chicken dish. And it's nice because it can also be just a one-pot dish. Put everything in there, cook the chicken together, roast it in about 45 minutes. You have some tender chicken. All those flavors are incorporated together. Is really easy to eat, so it's quick to prepare, and it's very simple too. So it's something that you could really plan ahead for and have that dish ready, and then when you get home from work, you can put that in the oven for about 45 minutes later and have dinner with your family.
Gotcha. So, you know, talking about recipes, and we've gone through the various trends over the past few years where chefs, famous chefs like yourself, have stacked food and they're using all kinds of things to make food, you know, steam and all this stuff. What are some of the latest trends that you're seeing in restaurants these days?
You know, Las Vegas is full of trends, and that's where I am right now. And you know, you see so many different things going. You see some scary things too. The Heart Attack Grill that's out here has a 6,000 calorie burger, and that's a scary trend. And actually, somebody just recently had a heart attack while eating the burger.
Yeah, I saw that in the news.
Sure, and I doubt that it's the burger that caused that. However, you know, it's really promoting unhealthy eating, which is a concern for me and what I do. So there's a lot of different trends out there. The French have always been influential, and America is really trying to make a statement to say that we have our own cuisine, because we're actually compiled of several different countries, and what's nice about that is we utilize the best ingredients from everywhere and put it together and create wonderful dishes. I have seen a lot of chefs out here in Las Vegas that are going more and towards some of the healthier organizations and trying to work with some charities too and promote healthier eating, because really we need to reach children when they're young and the parents that are raising them, so that they grow up knowing what healthy food is and it's normal to them and it's not a scary transition later in life when they have a life-changing diagnosis.
Well, I was just in Las Vegas earlier this week, and I was there for the National Grocers Association's annual meeting.
Okay.
And I've got to tell you, and I think that there's some fabulous restaurants in Las Vegas in just about every city. I am less and less impressed, and I have not been to your restaurant, so let me start there.
That's okay.
I've been less and less impressed with the restaurants in Las Vegas. It's all about the show, the and what I mean, not
right.
You know, the show, but you know, the show at the restaurants, the decor, the prices have gone through the roof.
Absolutely.
And you know, the food is just, it's okay. It's okay.
Right.
Not great.
You know, the time that I spent in the casinos, we were feeding, when I was executive chef at the Rio, I fed 16,000 people a day.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And nutrition really wasn't topic of conversation then. It was, you know, quality. And to really, because there's so much competition out there, our buffets had to be the biggest. We'd had to have the biggest prime rib out there, the most lobster tails, and that sort of mentality. And so it's from a quality standpoint, the casinos are really trying to be competitive with that. And the ones that are succeeding at it are the ones that are the busiest and the customers are coming back to. But there is a lot of water features out here now. There's a lot of other things that are going on that really contribute to the ambiance. And it really has driven the prices up. Even the prices of the buffets are going up as well.
Yeah, I mean, I remember just a few years ago where you could get a good meal in Las Vegas at a, you know, celebrity chef kind of restaurant, you know, for a fair
right.
price. And now, when I was there, and I was just there maybe 3 days and so on, so I just had three dinners, I was shocked at just how expensive, and I'm just talking about the, you know, restaurants in the casinos,
uh-huh.
not even talking about, you know, celebrity chef kind of restaurants and stuff
okay.
like that. So, you know, I was kind of disappointed to see that, and, you know, to really get a take of what it costs for somebody on a vacation, if you would. I was there for business, to really go and enjoy themselves. If you're going to a show and you're going to have a nice dinner and, you know, you're staying in a nice hotel and so on, it's going to cost you a fortune.
It is. And, you know, luckily they are trying to recognize that, and there are a lot of great specials to take advantage of when you're here. But you do have to kind of look for them. To walk into the average restaurant and to be the average customer, you might not necessarily see those deals, but there are some programs out there, and especially the reward players. If you have a rewards card with a particular casino, then they do offer a lot of great, you know, rewards and prizes and benefits for being a member and being loyal to those places. And
sure.
some people will come out and they'll have multiple reward cards, but you know, in the buffets have really, it's probably the buffets are usually the busiest restaurants and the casinos too,
sure,
and,
sure.
And they're offering, you know, all day. They're offering all day passes now for certain buffets.
Too much to eat. We got to reduce how much we're eating. Chef Pete, thanks
exactly.
so much for joining us again. Check out his website. It is terrific. It's very well designed, very easy to use. CancerCuisine.com. It's how to incorporate cancer-fighting foods into our diets. This is not just for cancer patients. It's for all of us to be able to eat healthier and smarter and happier. So, more to come on Good Day Weekend, and we'll be right back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Welcome back to Good Day Weekend. I'm Phil Lempert, and, you know, none of us have time. The biggest complaint that I hear from just about everybody is, give me more time. Time to go grocery shopping, or time to do this, or time to, or just time to relax and get our thoughts together. We are so time-pressed, and I think we're so overscheduled in our lives today that it has created a lot more stress than many of us want. So, we're going to solve all that. Right now, right here, Jamie Vigiano, Director of Marketing of TaskRabbit, is with us. Jamie, welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm great. And, you know, tell us all about TaskRabbit, how this is going to change our lives.
It certainly is. Well, TaskRabbit is a website, but it's also a mobile app that allows people to outsource everyday errands and tasks to people in their local community. So what people do is they go online, they name the tasks that they need done. So it can be grocery shopping, it could be IKEA furniture assembly, it could be anything they need help with. They name the price that they're willing to pay, and then people in their local area are alerted to the task. And they start receiving bids on that particular job, and then they can choose the person that they're willing to work with based on the person's reputation, based on the price or the bid that the person submits, and then they're on the way, and the task gets done.
Okay, so let's go back to grocery shopping. Use that as an example. I have my shopping list. I have listed my 20 items on it. I put a bid out on TaskRabbit.com and say that, you know, I'm willing to pay somebody $15 to go do my grocery shopping. And then what happens is different people, if I'm following this correctly, different people will then come back online and bid. Maybe somebody will come in at $10, somebody will come in at $20, whatever. I then check out that person, and I want to talk about the checking out of the person in a second. And then they do my grocery shopping, they bring it back to me, and I'm done.
Exactly. And it's a very seamless process. So everything is done online. So you submit to TAS. You put your grocery list in, you name your price, and then the bids start flowing in, and you negotiate or you talk and chat with the person that you're going to work with online. Then that person physically runs and goes gets the groceries in that particular example. Then they come back, and payment and resolution of that particular task is all done online as well. So it's a very seamless process. But the great thing is, while it's an online transaction, you're also working with people in your local community. So we like to say we're making connections online that people then take offline and really build relationships in their local neighborhood.
Okay, so but Jamie, let me ask a question here.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that I'm not getting a wacko? No, seriously. You know, I'm putting out this stuff. I want somebody to deliver my groceries or go shopping for me and so on.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know?
Yep. No, we get the question all the time. It's such a valid question. So what we do and what makes TaskRabbit so unique is that we have a four-step vetting process for the TaskRabbits. We call the people who run the errands TaskRabbits. What happens is they go online, they submit an application.
TaskRabbits? Who thought of that? Who thought of TaskRabbit?
The team did.
Okay.
Actually, just for a little bit of history, we used to be called Run My Errand, the name of the company. And what we saw is that the evolution of the tasks were above and beyond just your standard errands. So just not just grocery shopping and house cleaning, but people got really creative in the type of tasks that they were posting. So we changed the name to TaskRabbit to include all the different types of things that you can get done on the site.
Gotcha. And also, what I want to do, I'm going to have to take a quick 30-second break in a second. But you know, right now, you're in Boston, San Francisco, New York City, Chicago, Los Angeles, Ocean County, Austin, Texas, Portland, Seattle, San Antonio. They're growing by leaps and bounds. It's TaskRabbit. We'll be right back with a lot more on TaskRabbit and also to open up the phones to your calls, 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-8255. We'll find out what kind of tasks you want. I'm not going to run any tasks. No bidding. So we're going to take a break. Jamie, stay right there, and we'll be right back.
With over 900,000 products and 31 product categories, some people would say Grainger has everything but the kitchen sink. Of course, those people would be wrong, because sinks are among the over 900,000 products Grainger offers to help keep your business up and running, along with belt sanders, baseboard heaters, duct tape, tissue paper, reversible air drills, and, well, you get the idea. Most everything. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
And talking about getting it done, it's about TaskRabbit. Now, during that break, Jamie, I went online to TaskRabbit, and I looked in Los Angeles. There's a task title called Whole Foods Shopping and Delivery, and then there's a place for a description. It talks about all that stuff, and it shows me, you know, there's a field that says how much are you willing to pay for this task. And it also shows me the average. So the average price for going shopping at Whole Foods is $31 for
mm-hmm.
people. And, you know, if I bid less than that, is it likely that nobody's going to want to do the task for me?
Oh, no, certainly not. That's the average task. But what we find is as these TaskRabbits ramp up into the community, they're willing to do it for a lower amount to build a reputation and get tasks under their belt. Because I just do want to go back to that point because you asked that question. These TaskRabbits do go through a four-step vetting process. So it is a closed network and a really rigorous process to get into the community to run errands that includes a federal criminal background check. So these people take a lot of pride in what they do. And there's also a rating and review system. So next to every TaskRabbit, you see a number. And
that's
in
level 24 and level 20 and stuff like that, right?
Exactly. And the level corresponds to the number of tasks that they've run, you know, how well they're responding to people. So these people really want to build up their reputation because with a higher reputation comes the ability to charge more. So it's amazing because it's the law of economics and the law of marketplaces at play.
So, You're really looking at many entrepreneurs here, or many task rabbits, that are creating their own businesses. I'm assuming all these people are freelance type of people.
Yes, they're contractors that
do it. And how many of these people, how many task rabbits, you know, throughout this whole community do you guys have?
We have 3,000 across the country.
3,000?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. And you guys are just starting and just starting to roll out. So this could really, you know, help a lot of people, especially as we're seeing more people who are out of work or more people who want to work on their own schedules versus in a 9-to-5 kind of job. And it works. And everybody has on these Task Rabbit T-shirts, too, right?
You got it. And we like to call it micro-entrepreneurship. And you're exactly right. There's this trend where, you know, people used to work the 9-to-5 standard desk job. And what we're finding is that people want the flexibility to work when they want, but also charge the price that they expect for their work. And what we're providing is the platform that allows people to do so. And as I said, we're at 3,000 people across the country right now. You know, we expect that to ramp up very quickly as we launch other markets too.
So everything from, you know, shopping for food, house cleaning, I see on the website handymen, also businesses if somebody wants, you know, different things for business.
We do work very closely with small and medium-sized businesses that just need extra administrative support, also pick up and deliveries. Consider a cupcake shop. Sometimes they have a difficulty delivering their goods, and we help them. We step in and we help them with delivery.
But you don't pay them. They don't get paid in cupcakes, right?
I would say that, but no.
No? Okay. Well, Jamie, thanks so much for joining us. It sounds like a fabulous idea. It's one of those things that I personally am going to try one of these days. I got to think of what the task is. But it just sounds so smart. And also, as we're evolving into this whole new world of social networking and, you know, local, mobile, photo, all this stuff that's going on, it just makes a lot of sense. It helps both people.
Yep, I agree. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. Appreciate it. When we talk about today's universe and today's world with all the different trends that are out there, certainly something that has me concerned and that I watch very carefully is, you know, time with people, with shopping. The average person only goes shopping for food for 20 minutes. Now, we go shopping for food, you know, 2.2 times a week on average, 20 minutes. And if we take a look at what the array of products are in a supermarket, and the average supermarket now has about 50,000 products in it. So 20 minutes, 50,000 products, you know, we have a fraction of a second to be attracted to a new product or an existing product, just a product that's on the shelf. How can we figure out what products to buy? What are the best products for our health, if you would? What are the best products taste-wise? We're just so hassled and harried. And, you know, my hope is that, and, you know, this is odd to say, because as technology really takes place, we all seem to be more hassled and harried and so on. What about, you know, being able to use technology for what it was originally meant to do, to give us more time? And I believe strongly that what's happened is we're just on this treadmill constantly. And we're, you know, running and going from thing to thing to thing versus actually, you know, being able to spend time with whether it's our loved ones or eating or preparing food or whatever. In fact, a report just came out this week. And, you know, sometimes I read these reports. And that's part of my job is to be analyzing them and reading them and then communicating with them. So I have to wonder sometimes who pays for these things and why they pay for them. So this comes out of Portugal at the Lisbon School of Business and Economics. And what they found is that if you are hungry and you have a craving and you don't have a snack, and I'm not talking about mealtime, but snacks, and you don't have a snack, you resist having that snack, you will, you know, lose weight. So, I mean, they probably spent, I don't know, let's pick a number, $100,000 on discovering that if you don't have a snack, you're going to not eat a snack. You look at this stuff and you say, really? Do people really come up with these ideas? If you take a look at what's going on now with our schools, and just the way Chef Pete talked about really being able to change behaviors for our children so that they create better eating habits as time goes on, you know, what's going on in our schools today are dramatic changes where we've moved away from the lunch lady, if you would, that has this, you know, big tray of Jell-O that they prepare for us, to more fruits and vegetables and more chefs working with schools. It's fabulous. It's a terrific change that's taking place in our culture. But having said all that, and in talking to a lot of school directors, one of the biggest problems that they have in being able to get the kids to change behaviors when it comes to eating is, again, lunch for so many of these kids is about 25 minutes, 25 minutes for lunch. So they're in the cafeteria, they're out. Some of these schools start their lunch programs at 10:30 in the morning because they've got to rotate, you know, because they don't have a big enough cafeteria. So we're just sending the wrong signals that we are saying, on one hand, we want our kids to eat healthier and we're upping the quality of food and the taste of food and the healthfulness of the foods, but then we're forcing them to eat lunch at 10:30 in the morning for 25 minutes. You know, for me, mealtime is where you can sit, enjoy it, savor the food, have a nice conversation, all of that kind of experience. And without that, I think that we're just reinforcing this quick serve mentality, quick serve, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, drive through, you know, the average fast food restaurant now has about 60% of their food being sold through their drive-thru, 60%. So most of those people, I would assume, and I don't know this as a fact, but most of those people, you know, are eating while they're driving. They're not picking it up and then going home and eating it. They're eating while they're driving. And, you know, that's also something else that is so dangerous, not from a safety standpoint, but the way we eat, the way we digest our food, the way we consume our food, it's not something that we're going down an intelligent path to. And how do we change that? How do we, you know, make these changes in our lives to be able to turn it all around and enjoy our foods and buy our foods in a way that just makes sense? And as food prices continue to go up, and they're going to go up, there's no question. Everybody is in, you know, agreement, whether it's the United Nations, whether it's the USDA, because of weather conditions, because of crops and so on. Maybe it's time for us to just pull back a little bit and get a little smarter. Well, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the top 10 trends for 2012, the 2012 top food trends that we should be watching. What's going on? You know, number one, so I'm not going to start there. Number one is the rising food prices. That's going to continue. So we'll start with number two. And number two is probably among my best suggestions of how we can savor our food. So stay tuned, and you're going to know what's going on right here at Good Day Weekend.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali C. And the answer is, Ali C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali C.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
This is my theme song. This is my favorite song, The Clash, Lost in the Supermarket. This is, I think, what every consumer, every shopper feels when they're going to a supermarket these days. It's just so overwhelming, which is why we're starting to see supermarkets actually getting smaller, because survey after survey is showing that we just don't want to go into a store and see 100 bottles of olive oil that are basically all identical. Hello, it just doesn't make sense. So, we talked about trend number one being the rise of food prices. However, one of the things that we're going to see as the prices go up is a shifting of behavior where we're going to start to see smaller portions, if you would, of, you know, beef and poultry, and we're going to fill up our plates. I also think that one of the things we're going to see is supermarkets starting to have layaway plans. And what I mean by a layaway plan, it's almost like when a bank does their Christmas club. So it's like a forced savings. So every time we swipe our credit card, and most of us are buying our groceries with our credit cards these days, is, you know, we can designate the same way that a lot of stores ask you to designate $1 or $5 to help a food bank or so on, same kind of thing, and it goes into our account. And then, and not for everyday groceries, but for a Super Bowl party or a graduation party or a birthday party or some big event that is going to cost significant dollars, that's what we would use that money for. And the supermarket would actually give us a bonus based on that. It could be a 10% bonus. It could be a free product or something. So I think we're going to see that evolve. Trend number two is never shop or eat alone again. If we take a look at the rise of food blogs, where there's, you know, hundreds of thousands of food blogs out there, and food trucks are tweeting their locations, and there's flash food raves going on at midnight underground. It's all about socialization. It's people surrounding the food with personal experiences. And that's something that is just so valuable that believe that if we continue along that path, we will go back to really enjoying and celebrating our foods. Trend number three is the baby boomers, 76 million baby boomers. They started turning 65 years old last year. They control 52% of all money that's spent on groceries. And we're starting to see a lot of celebrities that we haven't heard from for a long time, like Cheech and Chong, out there hawking new baby boomer foods, and Fiber One is what they're hawking, and we're just seeing a whole health orientation towards food as this generation, you know, moves later in life. And then trend number four is all about the farmer. Folks like Doug, people want to know where our food comes from, and celebrity chefs are out. Celebrity farmers are in, and we're just spending a lot more time and attention on discovering where our foods come from. Trend number five is the end of the checkout lane, where what we're talking about is checking out with our mobile phone. Forget about those rude cashiers and baggers. We're never going to hit the front of that supermarket again. As we choose our foods, we're just going to be scanning them with our cell phone and just walking out the door. Ethnic foods, trend number six, where we continue to see that grow and rise. Part of it is the food truck revolution, where these operators have real heritage. The other part of it is, frankly, a lot more mixed culture marriages, where different cultures have gotten together and they're exploring different cuisines at home, and we're going to continue to see that rise. Trend number seven is all about men. Right now, 41% of all men are cooking dinner at home. And, you know, that's double from what it was in 2003. So the trends just keep on rocking, keep on rolling, and the exciting thing is right here every week. We can talk and meet some of the most important food trend people that there are, and to see what lies ahead in the future, what lies ahead in our supermarket. And frankly, I think that's pretty exciting. If you take a look at the food industry, it's constantly evolving, it's constantly moving, and constantly trying to meet what you and I want as consumers, coming up with new foods. And, you know, if they're listening, we will buy. If they don't listen to what you and I want, guess what? We're not going to buy. Have a great week. This is Good Day Weekend. Introducing